720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio as we get ready for a great event for a great cause. Excited to have Crystal Mills. She is the president of the IU Health Foundation. Crystal, welcome to WGN.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. It's great to have you. We're on the eve of something really, really cool. But before we get into all the food and the racing, let's talk a little bit about IU Health and the foundation. Of course, Indiana University is an amazing institution, but on the foundation side and the health side, tell the listeners a little bit about what it is that you do, what's the focus, who you help, and where.
Well, you know, I think it drills down to one line, and that is that we support the IU Health vision, which is to make Indiana one of the healthiest states in the country. And it kind of crosses the spectrum from people who need trauma care, which is what we'll talk about with Rev, all the way to how we try to make people healthier in our communities. And so the foundation raises money for both of these types of areas. We think about IU Health as a destination for care in Indiana. So some of the most critical types of programs, from cancer to neuroscience to trauma, we're raising money for. But we're also thinking about how we can raise money individually and with partners to do things for our communities across Indiana that will provide food, better housing, really all of those social determinants of health that really are a big part of what dictates how healthy somebody's going to be.
Yeah, just the word health, right? The definition, it's always meant what it means, but it's kind of changed in a bunch of different ways, whether it's more of a focus on mental health these days, that's on the front burner. And of course, with the pandemic, everybody has been in and around it. It isn't just something that you say, hey, let's all be healthy. It's just what you do has become more and more, I think, important and relevant than ever before.
And, you know, I think technology is one of those things that's allowing us to really respond in a quick way. We can get care to people in rural areas that we've never been able to get care to before because we can do it on a screen. And so when you talk about behavioral health and things like that, we really do have an opportunity to change. And now is the time to do that.
Yep, people can help with things and support things as they learn about them. And whenever you can bring people together for a great event, food, fun, and all that kind of stuff, and raise some awareness and some funds at the same time. So this is really, really cool. Obviously, the event is really cool, and to have IU Health and the foundation in as the backdrop for it, I know you're going to raise a bunch of awareness for it, but this is a really, really great partnership. And so talk a little bit about that, how that kind of came to be, and the partnership and how it's gone so far.
Right. I'm so excited. And frankly, this year we need this more than ever because we've been so separated from each other over the past 16 months. And I'm sure you're going to be talking to Doug Bowles, who's the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Sure.
And he and I love to talk about this date. And it's the fact that we've had a relationship between IU Health, Methodist Hospital, and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for over 100 years. And it actually started when the first motorized ambulance took fans from IMS to the hospital straight down the street. And so, you know, this is just an event that's a great way to really showcase what this long 100-year relationship has been.
It is. Well, and Doug is a great, and you know, everybody who knows him knows that, but also great in a bunch of different ways outside of the personality. It's just the way that he's sort of visionary, and he sees the facility and the speedway as this, as kind of a tool to be able to not only entertain people around the world with iconic events, but also just to help the community. It's such a crown jewel for the sport, for the country, but also in Indiana, and to kind of utilize it, right, to start those conversations and support things is really, really special. When it comes to the racing side of this, now we know we did a little bit of check-in, you know, and we know that your roots are in racing country in North Carolina. So when it comes to this, like, how is your excitement for it? Because there are so many different and great ways that you guys, I'm sure, participate in events that raise awareness and funds. All awesome, they're all good and all needed, but this is kind of special, right, to bring racing specifically into it. So your thoughts on that, especially with your roots?
Oh my gosh. You know, we moved here to Indiana 5 years ago, or almost 5 years ago, and it really inspired us to see how the entire state leans into the month of May. And now we're going to say the month of July, since that's when we're having the event and what's coming up in August with the next round of races. It is really something that has allowed Rev to capitalize on something that people care so much about, which is racing, the excitement and the energy that goes around that. I would say Indy's really a foodie place as well. And being able to you know, bring together more than 50 chefs from some of the most amazing restaurants and really combine all of that, it gives people a sense of being in a place that is all about Indiana. When they go to the Speedway, they have this food and they support something that is so important, which is healthcare. And Indiana University Health is the largest single state health system in the country. I mean, wow. We cover roughly about a third of the patients in Indiana are cared for or touched by IU Health. So it's really bringing together three just amazing parts of Indiana.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Crystal Miller. She's the president of the IU Health Foundation, which is a big part of what is going on with the Rev event at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And you mentioned, I mean, it's always going to be a racing town. And so I don't know that you can separate that. But you're right. There is competition on the food side because the food scene is great. It is getting accolades all over the place. 52 restaurants and chefs are represented, more chefs than restaurants. Obviously, there's a couple in some of them, and it is really great. So this is an opportunity, not only for all the work stuff, right, but a little bit of fun as well. And so for you, what are some of the places, as the listeners are listening, and some of them are going to definitely be there, of course, at the event. Are there some places that you're really excited about that you go to on a regular basis with your family that you recommend for friends that you're looking forward to seeing at the track?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'll tell you one that I spent some time with yesterday is Chef Ben Hardy with Gallery Pastry Shop. And he does amazing European-style pastries, and we've had them with us for quite a few years with Rev. And I'll tell you, you know, there are the iconic restaurants like St. Elmo's, and Craig Hughes and Hughes Culinary have been partners with IU Health for years. And I do want to, you know, give a shout out to them because during the pandemic, they were delivering hundreds of meals at a time to support our frontline workers. And so this is not just a day of kind of relationship that we have with folks. It's really community when you think about how food brings community together and how these restaurants, despite what they were going through, were really stepping up to help others.
You mentioned it. You know, it isn't just a day of. This is really just kind of an opportunity to highlight and showcase some of the things that are going on, the personality. And of course the causes and the food. And so it kind of leads me into, you know, before we let you go, when the smoke clears on this, you guys are still going to be one of the biggest health systems in the country statewide. You're still going to be doing all that great work as that great work expands and is redefined in a bunch of ways. So as things continue and people hear this, where can they go to get more information? What kind of other things, I'm sure you don't stop, are happening that people can get involved with and support, and where can they go?
All of the information that you would want to find is going to be on our website, and that's iuhealthfoundation.org. Please visit there. You can learn about what we're doing in the community. You can learn about what we're doing with all of the medical care that's taking place, not just in Indianapolis, but across Indiana and many of the communities that we serve. We have 17 hospitals, and we are grateful to be a healthcare provider for so many. And we look for partners that will join the foundation to allow us to do that with a margin of excellence. And so please visit iuhealthfoundation.org.
So much great work. And it is happening in a bunch of different ways and with great food as sort of the side dish to it coming up with Rev, along with all of that racing. Crystal Miller, thanks so much for what you're doing. Excited to see you guys out there and have that conversation continue with you. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thanks for highlighting Rev. We are just so proud of what we can do to support IU Health and the trauma care that covers so many people across Indiana.